This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. And that's why it's so much fun. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
That's right. We are live. And Free Talk Live takes seriously, even during this crazy time, bringing you your essential radio programming.
Essential.
We are actually essential. I was kind of disappointed. I wanted to illegally do a radio show, but it's illegal.
Ironically, I'm triply essential because this is like my third gig, and my other two are also essential. So I operate legally as much as possible.
I don't think that makes you, like there's not an essential person and a non-essential person. You could lose all three of those jobs in one fell swoop. You'd cease to be essential.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, the task is essential.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now, I do declare anybody listening to me to be a Free Talk Live producer. You can go out and collect information about your community as a journalist, and you can send it to us at markatfreetalklive.com. There you go.
I was going to print out a press badge, but I would need to have a color printer.
And journalists do get arrested, so be safe out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not a solution to your problem.
Yeah, it's not like a magic shield. I guess it wouldn't be a magic bullet. It's not magic armor, but it's something.
It'll hold up in court, likely, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. I can't make any guarantees of how the government's going to react. You could be at the end of that that interaction. You could be dead or not dead, just like Kim Jong-un.
At the same time.
Dead and not dead. He is Schrodinger's dictator.
The amazing part to me is that from the stories that I read, they're saying that you have to wait for the North Korean press to officially announce it. So the only trustworthy news report on whether or not he's dead or not is from the most untrustworthy news report on the planet.
Right. I mean, this is the same organization that released that they had found a Pegasus nest. Oh, no, a unicorn nest.
Right.
In Pyongyang.
So when they tell you he's either alive or dead, that's when you'll know it may be true.
I guess that the answer to
that, it's not necessarily a good thing if he's dead.
No. I'm not looking for him to be dead. As I understand, his sister there is cold as ice. I mean,
that's almost necessarily true.
Right. To rise to the position that she's at, she must be
because
tough.
Because you grew up with somebody, and like your whole childhood, not only it was like your older sibling, it was like, oh, he's going to rule the country and you're not. Like, in addition to, like, no.
Yeah, she's Loki.
Well,
his Thor.
Okay, well, if that's the case, they assassinated their, like, half-brother or something, right? I vaguely remember seeing that in a report.
Plus, he was doing all these, like, peace agreements with South Korea, and if he's dead, that's probably why.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, if she's that ice cold, maybe she has plans to ice him and assume power anyway.
That's a possibility. Right. We have no clue. And this is one of those things about North Korea. Most of the stuff we get out of there is hearsay and guesses and things like that. And this is no better. We don't have any idea what happened. You're speculating.
Totally speculating.
They're saying that he needed an operation. The operation may have been botched or maybe just things went badly.
It may have gone as intended.
And we don't know.
On orders of his sister.
I can assure you that there are people in Pyongyang that wanted to see Kim Jong-un dead. And I don't know whether that's a good... I'm not claiming it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Okay.
But what I would like to hear is everybody's wild speculation. because what else do we have at this point? We don't know whether he's dead or alive. We don't know why he's dead or alive. We don't know anything about anything except that there's a lot of news stories with a little fat man with a weird haircut on him.
If he's better off alive because his sister is so much worse, is this one of those weird cases of choosing the devil you know? Versus the
devil you
don't.
Well, it's not the devil you know. I would imagine that the North Korean people have a decent idea, or a better idea than us, of which they would prefer, just because it's the one they're more familiar with. I mean, you're choosing the lesser evil, not the more familiar evil.
Well, but But if the sister's that much worse, right, they go like, no, no, we'd rather have, of all the people who could rule us, Kim Jong-un's our guy.
But those are the choices. It's him or her. Like, this isn't, they don't even have, like,
there's no choices.
A veil of democracy. It's like, this is a dictatorship.
Right.
So I don't know.
If you get rid of the dictator, words, you know, doesn't that also leave room for revolution, perhaps?
No.
Like, why not?
Because it's really easy to off one guy if you're in the inner circle. It's a really difficult to overthrow an entire country.
Right. There's no. This guy wasn't taken out in a revolution. I don't think you're going to. I doubt that you're going to.
And he might have just died of like natural. Like, I mean, he might have just died. Like,
it
he wasn't necessarily.
It happened to the other two. His dad, and his grandfather.
Well, yeah, they were old.
One of the other reports that I saw was that if he is presumed
he's
dead,
like my age,
right, that they were going to have to lock down the borders, right, because of the potential exodus. But people go like, all right, he's gone. Now we can get out of here.
Well, they also have to lock down in case somebody says, now's the time to attack.
Wouldn't that also be true?
Yes. Now it would be the time to attack, presumably. But I don't actually believe that's true because I don't think Kim Jong-un was the, you know, commander-in-chief for reals of this place. I think that they had real commanders, just like the United States does, right? The president dies, the United States military doesn't shut down.
Like a deep state, perhaps, in North Korea?
That's not even necessarily a deep state. So you have a political leader, and then you still have generals. The generals aren't just like, oh, well, the head of state's dead. Let's smoke this opium we're supposed to be guarding for oil. Like, they're still going to run the military.
Right, maybe. Hold on, guys. Your wild speculation here. Let's just go to Scott in Florida.
More wild speculation?
For Scott in Florida speculation.
Yeah, Scott in Florida speculation. Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, this is Scott the Bigot. All right.
Yes.
Where are you in Florida?
Miami.
Yeah, I'd like to just say
Scott,
that.
I got a question before you go any further. For those that do not know, Scott the Bigot is unhappy quite generally with people from the Jewish race. Why would you pick Miami of all places on the planet? It's like they're only rivaled by Israel itself is the population of Jews in Miami.
Yeah, well, the weather's warm. I tried to get to England.
Because the Dominican girl
felt
beautiful.
That is the excuse I hear from people for not moving to New Hampshire. It is the worst possible excuse. It's not, oh, I'm tied to my business. I have to watch my old parents.
I came from Massachusetts.
Yeah,
it's like I like the weather.
I get that Miami is less miserable. Miami generally is less miserable than Massachusetts.
But I agree. The racial composition is scummy.
Well, I do not claim that. please.
I just claim that it has warmer weather. That's my claim.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a big peninsula, and you could have moved anywhere on it. But you picked the city that has the largest Jewish population that I know of.
No, the Jewish population is Boca Raton. That's further north.
All right. Well, all right. Go on with
It's more Hispanic. It's more Hispanic, which.
So you don't have a problem with Hispanic
really
people.
Better.
It's not. It's not Hispanic. They're from Cuba, so they're white.
Whatever. I disagree on that. But anyway, you know, America deserves everything it gets with the coronavirus and the depression that we're in. And I'll tell you why. Because we're a rotten country. And when I mean a rotten country, our leadership is rotten.
What's the better country?
You want to know something? I don't think that there is really any. I think all countries
hard to disagree with at the moment.
Dictate to you, give you your marching orders, tell you what you can do, what you cannot do.
Whenever Sweden didn't have a lockdown.
What's that?
Sweden did not have a lockdown.
Well, then they're
apparently close to herd immunity.
Yeah, they did not have a lockdown. They're probably and they're doing fairly well with the coronavirus, but. What I'm saying is that I'm so disappointed. I won't even vote in November. It doesn't matter whether you vote Democrat or Republican because
Trump, the free market allegedly, we all knew it wasn't, seized the means of production a couple weeks ago.
It doesn't matter who you vote for, Democrat or Republican, because at the end of the day, both parties are bought and paid for by international Jewry.
Maybe
and
we should just have an international Jew for president. I mean, I hear they're smart and stuff.
They don't want Bernie Sanders.
Let me explain. We don't need an American president with a figurehead who's Jewish. But the power behind the throne are the Jews. They control everything in the United States.
No, I said just go ahead and make it a Jew. I mean, if they control everything, why are we waiting?
That's a good question. I'll tell you
why. Because they're the puppet masters. They don't want to be like the faceless.
Yeah,
that's work. You got to go do speeches and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, thank you for the call. I said thank you for the call because I have to. the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You really can call in and talk about whatever rambling nonsense you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Want to tell you about Intercoin. Communities issue their own currency, backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulation supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins. Each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them, with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of the freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. And we think that's pretty important here on Free Talk Live. So important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. And yes, I have to tell you that, but, you know, I'm not ashamed of it either. I think this is a great tech, and I think that people ought to look into it. If you think freedom is important, then check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains. And let's hope that's true. Or you can just be involved and maybe change its future. Intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. Let's go to Robert calling in from Charleston, South Carolina. Listen to WTMA. Charleston, excuse me, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment with regard to what the other man was saying about Jewish people. Jewish people actually, well, they started out as 12 tribes, and then after that, of course, many people came into the Jewish group and then left and came in and left, and they had many, it's been gone through a lot of changes. They have a saying in Hebrew, and it goes something like this, that if you ask a group of 10 Jewish people what their opinion is, you'll get 11 opinions.
11 answers, yeah. And you can switch that for a lot of things, like doctors and lawyers and things like that, too. But it is, you know, that's where I heard it, too.
Sounds like a pretty shifty group.
Yeah, Northern Exposures. Well, hey, I took the 23andMe, and if you sort of look at the Jewish religion, there's it's a matriarchal passing down of sort of your legitimacy as a Jew. And it was one lady way up the matriarchal line that was my ancestor. So by that standard, I am Jewish. Now, I'm not terribly Jewish, so little that 23andMe has a difficult time counting the number. But nonetheless,
not many decimal points.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine.
The crazy thing is that I'm probably as Jewish as you are, but since I inherited it through my father, technically I'm not Jewish.
There you go. Right.
All sounds like nonsense to me, man.
I mean, those rules made more sense before DNA tests.
Yeah, well, now those rules made more sense before DNA tests, and now we have DNA tests, and we can determine where people are from. Sometimes.
Well, that all depends upon the people who are doing the DNA tests. They could recognize it as sometimes German Jews, they don't know really how to categorize that.
Well, no, but the matriarchal versus patriarchal rules made more sense before there were DNA tests.
Well, the reason why they did it that way is because they figured anybody who's born of a Jewish woman is obviously part Jewish, for sure. I mean, he's got a Jewish mother, but if he's a Jewish father, they can't really be sure that it was a Jewish father. Who knows, really? That's what they were thinking, I'm pretty sure, you know?
Yeah, that's what I
just... Robert, it's not that I disagree with anything you have to say. I just can't listen to the phone lines, and it's probably our fault, not yours. So, you know, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, sure.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I have sent a message to our syndicate, and perhaps they can reset or something like that. I don't know exactly how that works. Yeah. They don't hire me for the tech work around here. It's for my pretty face.
And
on the radio.
And your sexy voice.
Right. On the radio. So, we were going to start with the UN's saying that the coronavirus lockdown is killing kids. Is that correct?
Yes. So the UN, although I'm not sure that this comports with their opinion on the lockdown, because I would imagine that they're for it, but from Reuters, the United Nations, hundreds of thousands of children could die this year due to the global economic downturn sparked by the coronavirus pandemic. And tens of millions of more could fall into extreme poverty as a result of this crisis, the United Nations warned Thursday.
So it's the economic impact that's killing the kids, not the...
Yeah, so it's the shutdown, not the virus. Kids seem to be oddly immune.
Right, that's sort of... That's really what it comes down to, is that, you know, there was a virus, and then there was the reaction to the virus. And it appears as though the economic consequences are largely from the reaction to the virus. And look, I get that some people were like, this is what we've got to do. But if that's the case, you need to, like, back off of your opinion. This is about science, right? We need to back off our opinions and look at what's happening. There are some places that have done lockdowns differently, and there's some places that haven't done them at all, and we can look at all of this stuff, and we can come to some kind of conclusion, because this isn't the pandemic, people. Like, at this point, that statement that I made 3 weeks ago is clearly and obviously true. This is not the pandemic. This is the practice for the pandemic, the test for the pandemic.
And how much will the citizenry tolerate?
No,
the real pandemic?
Well, maybe. You can look at it any way you want. Okay. I mean, like, if you're a lockdown proponent, then yeah, you do need to look at this to see how much will people tolerate. And apparently the answer is about 5 weeks. Right? So you better be able to do what you can do in 5 weeks. And
well, I mean, people are still tolerating it, though. There's not a whole lot of resistance.
Some are, some aren't. People are pretty grumpy. I was out at a store Friday, and I can tell you everybody in line was like, F a bunch of this crap.
Yeah, but did they take a step forward into the 6 foot distance in line?
Just
really
because they're not willing
crap?
To do that doesn't mean that they're not ready to give it up. Well, okay, look,
well, you can be grumpy in lockdown all you want.
It does. Unless these people are standing there going, well, this is private property, and that's who put the signs here, so I have to do it. And
no one's
that.
Making that
I
argument.
I doubt that that's in the minds of the people standing
in line.
That was
the state liquor store. Just so you know.
Oh, okay. Well, then no. Well, then yes, it does. Then yes, it does mean that.
So, look, I mean, all I'm doing is testing the feelings of people. I'm not talking about whether, look, none of them are willing to pick up pitchforks and torches as much as you guys would like that. Okay? They're not going to, you know, burn in reality some politician on Central Square. They're not going to do it. But when politicians begin to see the parade and the drummer's drumming and the trumpeter's trumpeting, they're going to get out in front of it because they know
that's the one thing
that they do well is jump in front of a parade. So when they see people are like, yeah, this is what's just going on. And we've got lots of news stories now. There are lots of people who are given haircuts for money. There are people who are, you know, opening up their nail salons, people who are doing all kinds of things. Sure. And as these businesses continue to open up, people will go to them. As soon as the beaches opened up, everybody rushed to them. And then, like, the nervous Nellies are all like, I can't believe it, they're not social distancing on the beach. Well, they've got sunlight. They don't need to. They're sitting right next to salt water. It's aerosolized in the air. Salt kills many viruses. It probably kills the novel coronavirus. But we don't know. You're right. We don't know a lot of things.
Test subjects on the beach.
So let people make decisions with their own lives. And I think that's what, you know, for me, the conclusion here is that, because I always said before this, the one good argument for a government, for a state, is a lockdown. I've changed my mind.
Good. It's about time.
Wait, thought that was a good reason to have a government?
We'll talk about it coming up. 855-450-3733.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More states are preparing to lift coronavirus restrictions this week against the warnings of many public health experts. Colorado, Mississippi, Minnesota, Montana, and Tennessee are joining other states in what amounts to a science experiment. WCBS reporter Steve Burns says New York is still taking things slowly.
With numbers still headed in the right direction.
As long as we act prudently going forward, the worst should be over.
It's that prudent action that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is focusing on.
We're going to reopen in phases.
Phase one is low-risk construction and manufacturing.
Phase two would then be more a business-by-business analysis.
Cuomo's expecting businesses to develop plans.
How would you do your business in this new normal?
As for when these phases might start, Cuomo says it's still too early to tell.
This is USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control has now named some new official symptoms for COVID-19. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has added six new symptoms to the official list of possible signs for the coronavirus. Previously, the CDC only noted fever, cough, and shortness of breath as official symptoms. The agency has updated the list to include chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and a new loss of taste or smell. Shortness of breath has also been changed to shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. A runny nose rarely occurs with COVID-19, and sneezing is still not a symptom of the virus. On the CDC website, it says people with COVID-19 have had a wide range of symptoms reported, ranging from mild symptoms to very severe illness. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live radio. You can control. I mean, we say control. You can call in and talk about what you want to talk about here on
Free
Talk Live.
We've got the dump button, though.
Yeah. I mean, ultimate control lies in my finger.
I mean, we only use the dump button when we're, like, legally required to.
That's true. I mean,
still, we have it.
I've never seen somebody do it just because they're like, I don't like what that guy said. Take it off there.
Yeah, well, then they hit the hang up button or the mute button.
And sometimes I think words go out that I wouldn't let go, but, you know. That's one of the things about Free Talk Live is we try very hard not to censor you. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I believe I made some ridiculous statement just before we went out that you all wanted to hold me accountable for it. Hold on to it. What was the statement?
Basically that the lockdown was one of the only reasons to have a government.
Right. So, if you're going to have a state that controlling for a pandemic is probably the greatest role of that organization. And you can go ahead. We will let that organizational model. We will let you go ahead and go after that. But I want to go to the calls here before we go on. So, the Divi wallet. We've been talking about it on Free Talk Live, and it is now available for beta. Okay, so you got to test. You got to go to the website, diviproject.org, and they have a Telegram chat there. Now, I'm not telling because I think everybody knows what Telegram is or anything like that, but if you don't know what Telegram is, you're probably not qualified for the beta anyway. So, but what Divi is an attempt to integrate cryptocurrency into the marketplace in a way that everybody can understand. Because a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, it sounds like a fine idea or whatever. I get it. And that's okay. Right? Like, you're not supposed to get it. You're not supposed to have to get it. Divi is intended to make it so easy that you can't possibly mess it up. And that's what it is. It's cryptocurrency for dummies, and I think that it has a good chance of being very, very important. And plus the fact that they have their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow you to... They're called one-click masternodes. They're pretty easy to set up. And you can begin making Divi right there. You know, you have to stake a masternode and do all that stuff, but it's pretty easy. So diviproject.org, that's the place to go to check it out and learn a little bit more. Let's go to Carl calling in from Indianapolis. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Listening to WCSI?
1010.
What's that? 1010?
1010 a.m. Yeah. Hey, I have proof that this Kim Jong Chamalam Ding Dong is in fact dead.
And you got it in Indianapolis. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm driving on a 465 loop headed to Elkhart, actually. But I heard that North Korea's top three heart surgeons have just been executed on a fire.
That's how you know, right?
And, Kim Jong Chamalam Ding Dong's sister is the one that gave the fire order. Fire the laser.
See, but, called it. First segment. Assassinated by his sister who wants to take control.
Well, so that I don't even...
He's got the proof. It's corroborated.
You know, if you keep killing your best heart surgeons every time somebody dies, you're pretty soon not going to have any good heart surgeons left. And then everybody's going to die.
Well, maybe. I mean, does his sister have a heart problem? Is she, like...
Not today.
Diabetic. And...
Yeah, but she looks like 25, so maybe she will one day.
And you import one
she looks
China.
Like an Asian Cruella de Vil. I mean, I swear. She
Why would
scares
they come
me.
From China? You kill them all.
You got to import new heart surgeons if she gets hurt.
No, but like, why would they come?
Why? Chinese people follow the money? I don't know.
I wouldn't go there. Nobody's going to go to North Korea.
People would go to North Korea.
No, they have no money.
Offer them something else.
Like people, what?
I don't know.
Alcohol, like they did with Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, there you go. Dennis Rodman. That's a good example. Yeah. Went to North Korea with nothing to gain.
Thanks
and
for the call, Carl.
Dennis Rodman is a top-tier heart surgeon. This will be a comparable example.
Yeah. That does
kidnap their family.
Now though. That you're talking about immigration as a solution, I would like to say any U.S. laws that say that are somehow keeping out people who are, I don't know, graduate levels, people out of the United States are stupid. Any laws that are keeping out people who would automatically move into the top quintile are stupid. I mean, like...
Unless you have, like, a graduate degree in something silly, that's not really a thing. There are, like,
Silicon Valley has a very difficult time keeping computer people sorts.
There are, like, experts, like, exceptions or special rules for coming in.
Yeah, I understand that. But, I mean, Silicon Valley is still complaining about not having enough computer people.
Well, that doesn't mean that there's people to be had. They're allowed in the country.
Not as I understand it. The Blue Seed, the libertarian organization that was going to buy a old cruise ship and anchor it 13 miles out so that, they could be an incubator for these tech businesses that wanted tech people that they couldn't get from other countries. They'd just be 12 miles out, so they'd be legal, and they could fly into the Bay Area for little trips or whatever, but they could do their work on the ship. That was their whole business plan. Admittedly, they couldn't put the money together for it. Anyway, thanks for the call, Carl. Let's go to Jerome calling in from South Carolina, WTMA. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening.
How are you?
Fine.
Excellent. What's on your mind, Jerome?
I just wanted to say this. Do you think, with all that's going on now with the 20-something million people unemployed, okay, 5-6 million in 1 week, you got to... Trump saying what he did on the bus about what you can get away with. If that was, say, Barack Obama and a black reporter was yucking it up and laughing about that, okay? And then you got the lieutenant governor of Texas saying, saving the economy is more important than saving lives. And then you got Trump asking Dr. Brooks, Lysol, how you think that would work for a cure? This hydroxychloroquine, that sounds like a game changer to me. You think a black president, you know, and by the way, remember what Mitch McConnell said about Barack Obama now? The day he got elected, he said, we're going to do everything we can to make you a one-term president, quote, unquote.
Well, of course he was.
Okay.
I mean, that's now, what they do. That's what political parties do, Jerome. I mean, that's not surprising,
but
is it?
Let me ask you this.
Well, hold on. I want to address to some extent, I wish that Barack Obama was running against Donald Trump in 2020 and that he could be elected.
The showdown everyone wants.
But he can't. And what I'm being forced to choose from here, Jerome, is two old rich perverts. Again. Well, I guess
what about Michelle Obama as the VP? That's been bandied about.
Whatever. Hey, I mean, you better pick that. Somebody better pick that VP and pick him well. Because,
hey, can I answer that?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
If that had ever happened, this country would be polarized in a way you haven't seen since slavery, okay?
The country elected Barack Obama. How can you say that it would be polarized over race?
Huh. Did you hear Trump?
I mean, it was kind of polarized.
I don't care about Trump.
And they're raping women and they're bringing the guns and the drugs. You think a black man could get up on national TV and use that as a political platform?
No, I don't think that a black man could get away with the stuff Donald Trump has, but I don't understand how he got away with the stuff he's gotten away with either. I think that it's a reach, though, to sort of suggest that somehow America's a racist country when it elected a black man and then re-elected him.
Look, I spent 9 years in the Air Force, okay?
Okay.
I had to lose like 50 pounds, man.
Okay.
Dedication to get in, okay?
Good.
Look, we got the greatest country in the world, but we got problems, okay? Let's just be honest.
I would agree with you, but I think that the problems of racism, if there are any, are probably exacerbated by making a big deal about them rather than...
Well, we have to make a big deal because if we don't, then they'll just continue. It'll go back to like it was.
I hear that complaint, but I disagree with it.
Don't repeat it.
I mean,
did you ever hear that?
Do what?
Those who forget their past are doomed to repeat it?
Sure. I mean, do we want to bring up how the Irish retreated and how the Germans retreated by the Italians and a variety of other historical things? I mean, at some point or another, it has to be
so
retired.
It never happens again.
Well, yeah, that's right. Never again. Jerome, I do appreciate the call. Thank you. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like the wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on this live edition. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And if you want to watch the stream, I just started it. It's cam.freetalklive.com. Sorry about that. And thanks to American Psycho listening on DLive for letting me know. That's, you know, there you go. I had no idea what I'm doing behind this driver's seat here. It's Mark with you. Did we already do the introduction?
Yeah, we'll do it again, though. Richard Rich.
Okay.
And Melanie.
Let's go to Steve calling in from St. Augustine. Just get it on somebody to talk to here.
Good
Steve,
evening,
you're
folks.
On Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind, sir?
Sound like you're having fun.
Yeah, well, I'm doing my best.
I'm referring back to your comment before the previous break where you, I don't know, what is this, Mark? I can't remember. But
I am on the main mic, yes.
Okay.
Mark.
But in a nutshell, you were talking about personal responsibility.
It's my favorite thing.
To some degree. Reminded me of something. One of my favorite writers is Thomas Sowell.
And I like him too.
He said, when the government attempts to insulate the populace from the pressures of life, you end up with a country full of adolescents.
Yeah.
I believe it.
And
there's an old saying, though, right? Like, hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. And then hard times, and then it goes over again, or something to that effect.
Repeat.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I've got it exactly right, but that's the idea generally. And a lot of times, that's how I feel about what I'm seeing.
So what stage are we in now?
It's weak men.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You know, you go to the Art of Manliness, and you look at the things that men need to be able to do, and you presume that they can't? I mean,
and
admittedly.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, no. Go ahead, Steve. I mean, I don't change my own oil, but I could if I had to.
Yeah, me too. I'm a lot older than you. I don't like crawling under the car anymore.
I doubt you're much older than I am. You don't sound much older than I am. I'm 49.
I'm 69.
Okay, you beat me.
But I just lost my thought there. I was going to say, yeah.
I generally tend to agree with
man.
You.
You're quoting Thomas Sowell for a minute there.
Oh, no, no. It was, the thing is, if you've got to, you know, I say this to people and they get mad. I said, you know, I don't need the government to tell me not to sneeze on people. I don't need the government.
But some people
to tell
do, and that's the sad
to
thing.
To stay away. Well, I know. I understand that. But, it's very easy to blame the left for the hype and the fear and the pumping this thing up. And I can understand some of that. But you know what? We have to take responsibility because we got tricked into it.
I kind of, for me, I would have never, I never accepted it. Not at any point did I say
that.
Well, I didn't either.
Yeah, so I mean.
And maybe tricked is the wrong word, but my biggest question is, so what happens when the next thing comes along? Because the communist Chinese know how to get to us now. Real easy.
Right. And that's the, now you're playing my song, Steve.
Right. That's what we led the show with.
Was like,
this is the
plan
for the pandemic.
I'm going to hang up because I've said enough. Somebody else might want to call in. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Steve. Yeah, thanks for the call. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we were just talking about the good times creating weak men creating hard times, that kind of thing. I've been my whole life, there's always been somebody we were scared of. You know, first it was the Russians, and then it was the Japanese, and then it was the Russians again. And then, you know, after that, it was, they were always talking about Brazil was going to be the next strong economy, and there's a variety of things that have been percolating up, but this thing with China is they're spitting out 500,000 STEM grads per year. Do you know what that means?
Science, technology, engineering, and
actual majors?
Yeah, 5 million. So the United States is spitting out about 500,000. Now, there's a population difference.
Significant population difference.
4 times, not 10 times.
Okay.
And then you consider those STEM graduates that the United States has are largely of dubious national origin. Do you know what I'm saying when I say that?
That they come here for the education.
They're freaking Chinese.
Okay. I was going to say Indian.
And Indian. Okay. Indian, yeah. And, you know, I mean, I'm only trying to pitch, and I'm talking about Chinese as a nationality here, not as, you know, there's plenty of Chinese that are like, I want to get the heck out of China, and those are the Chinese we should be welcoming. Absolutely. But, you know, Americans who are sending their little American kids, American-born, by American-born parents to American-born grandparents, those are the people I'm talking about. You and your children are not prepared for what's coming. And what's coming is China is graduating 5 million STEM grads every year. They're not doing it to help the American economy. They're doing it because they believe, just as Americans do, that it is their natural and God-given right to be at the top. And
well,
for them to get to the top, y'all have to come down.
That's partially true. And if that's the plan, and they're doing a good job of it,
yeah.
Like, who cares? Like, what is that? How does that affect me and my future if it's completely within their control to go into those fields and Americans' choice to not.
Right, and I think that that's one of the things that we just sort of have to consider about the truism that good times bring weak men, and weak men bring hard times, and then the whole circular thing. What can you do about it? You can do nothing about it.
Well, even if it's not a problem that China is doing it, it's a problem that we're not. Not necessarily, because it's not like, oh, well, these people aren't getting degrees because they're self-taught engineers who are opening their own businesses.
Right.
That's not the disparity there. The disparity is they're either doing no-skill labor or they're getting degrees in silliness and then, I guess, right, turning around and working in no-skill labor.
Why do I care if my engineer is Chinese or not? If I need something built and the person, the top person to hire for that job happens to be a Chinese engineering grad.
You can...
You should care if you're surrounded by unproductive people.
Why? I just import the Chinese dude.
Well, you don't get to make that choice.
At some point or another, look, you may not believe in a state, and I know you don't.
Okay.
But the Chinese Communist Party absolutely does.
Okay.
Like 100% they do. And they believe in a state in a way that you've never experienced in your life.
True.
A really, really ugly state. And look, I'm not saying America is free, because it's not. But I am saying it's a far sight better than China. And China is, you know, it's breathing down our necks. And look, you can be a nationalist or not nationalist if that's what you wish to do. I'm not particularly nationalist, but I know a threat when I see one. Now, mind you, I don't expect it to be a threat in my lifetime. I'm 49 years old.
What's the threat, though?
The United States is nice because the United States government has gone and robbed, pillaged, and stolen around the world.
Okay.
And once they are in the position where they no longer have the world reserve currency and the yuan, the renminbi,
then we're going to feel inflation for real.
Right. The United States currency crashes into nothingness. Take a look at Weimar Germany. Take a look at Zimbabwe. I mean, you know what it looks like when
you got to make the connection between that and STEM graduates, because that's where you're losing me.
The United States is where it is because there were hard men willing to work their butts off to get to where we are today.
Okay.
And look, I'm just talking the greatest generation. They're nothing compared to the men and women that were willing to do what it took to get the greatest generation to be called the greatest generation. Okay, those are the children of the hard fought builders of this nation, and they're the last ones.
So the Chinese,
and I'm not the greatest generation, mind you. I'm a Gen X.
The Chinese graduates, those STEM graduates, are going to propel China in the fields of science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
Right. Those are people, STEM graduates, read that as people willing to work.
Okay.
Okay?
Those people in China are going to then work for the Chinese regime.
Because they have no choice.
To do what? To just dominate the financial market?
To create soft power, to create hard power, and at some point or another to move in on Taiwan, where the conflict then occurs between the United States military and the Chinese military.
So it's a military threat.
It's an everything threat.
Okay. I'm not threatened by Chinese STEM graduates.
You don't.
I mean, you can believe that.
Okay. Look, you don't have to be threatened by Chinese STEM graduates.
Okay.
But that's what we call a fool, right? Like somebody who sits there and watches the, you know, the numbers rolling by that to show them everything. And, you know, maybe it won't matter in your lifetime.
Okay.
But it may very well matter in your child's lifetime.
I still don't see what they're not going to be able to do because...
Who's they?
My children, grandchildren, whatever.
Would you like your children to be in an economy like Great Britain where it's completely controlled and used to be a world power? Because that's what it's going to look like.
Because China takes over the world economy and there's no other alternatives?
No, you're just the United States isn't in its position anymore.
Okay, so be it.
There you go. That's fine. You know, the world will spin on.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, China will be in charge. Be the world power. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.